The Wrangell Cooperative Association is looking into the feasibility of another new economic outlet for Wrangell's wood mills and forests. They want to use wood waste to heat the community's homes and government buildings by making wood chip boilers and bio bricks. KSTK's Ann Hillman joined forester Bill Wall for a look at the community's potential.
Bill Wall walks up to the looming pile of wood chips that's been sitting at the old Silver Bay mill site for more than 4 years and sinks in his hand.
Ooh. There's your answer. Look how wet that is.
And it's the moisture content that matters when turning wood waste into efficiently burning biobricks. A biobrick is sort of what it sounds like, a highly compressed, dried-out wood waste that's packed into a cleaner-burning, energy-efficient, brick-shaped chunk. Unlike wood pellets that require special equipment to burn, the bricks are used in place of firewood in a typical wood-burning stove. The key here is that the wood has to be dry. Wall explains that it's the moisture that makes firewood burn inefficiently.
If you have 40 pounds of wood, which would be an armload of wood, and you're going to put it in a wood stove, and it was cut green and it just seasoned a very little bit, so it's 40% moisture. It's the same as taking that wood and setting it in the stove with 2 full-gallon jugs of water.
With biobricks, it would be more like 4 cups of water, a significant difference. Okay, so what's the big deal? Can't you just dry the wood chips out? Mill operator Jim Collier says in this climate, it's not that easy to dry out wood and to keep it dry.
In a kiln, if you take it down to 12% or 10% or 8% even, you know, somewhere in the ballpark area. Take it out of the kiln and put it in a dry shed, unheated. It will actually, in this country here, go back up to about 18 or 20%.
Right.
So herein lies one of Wall's biggest questions. Given how wet Wrangell is, would it be worth it to create biobricks?
Pellets or biobricks, either one, require energy added in order to make the product. And that is part of the feasibility study, is to look at and see if it makes sense to add that energy to then make that product and make that product much more efficient than just firewood.
To complete the study, Wall took samples of wood and wood chips from every waste site on the island he could access. The samples will be sent to a lab to test for the moisture content and their BTUs. Some of the older wood may not have enough energy left in it to be worth burning.
Once you chip it and you put it in a pile, it starts composting. And that microbial and chemical breakdown just creates less BTUs.
So if the massive piles of chips and sawdust at the old mill site are too far gone to burn, will there be enough biomass? Mike Allen stands by a towering stack of wood waste at his mill.
We started running the mill again last Monday, so this is like 6 days, 7 days worth of sawn is this pile here.
In just a week, the stack is built much higher than his head and extends back about 2 tree lengths. When milling, he has to throw out any pieces with defects because they can't be sold. Some people haul the waste for firewood, but the rest is just burnt. Allen estimates he produces about 1,500 tons of green waste per year. To run a biobrick plant, you need about 3,500 tons. Wall says that could be an issue.
The number one thing you have to have in any biomass project is you've got to have a sustainable supply of a material that you know is of the quality that you need to go into the process.
But if biobricks don't work out, the wood could still be chipped and used to heat municipal buildings.
For instance, we could be heating the elementary school, the hospital, the Forest Service building, perhaps even the middle school and the high school with one boiler.
And for the boiler, the chips could be at 45 to 50% moisture. For the biobricks, the wood needs to be about 10% moisture. Wall says one advantage of both products is they keep money in Wrangell.
Keeping funds in your community and paying yourself for creating energy versus paying out of the community for energy.
The study is funded by a grant from Alaska Village Initiatives and should be completed in the fall. In Wrangell, I'm Ann Hillman.